Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Trump administration has now proposed a rule that will help protect vulnerable women and children in federally funded homeless shelters. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Matt, this is a common sense rule. It will take effect on July 22, 2019. Of course, I have no doubt that many of these things that Trump does, they're always challenged in court. But this is another good step forward for common sense because it will help protect women and children from sexual assaults, frankly, where men posing as women will be able to exploit these shelters and enter into these homeless shelters and sleep with the women.
Yeah.
This particular policy rule change will allow that to be addressed where these federally funded shelters can make decisions based upon biological sex.
And you think of the multiple news stories of these types of shelters where men posing as women are in fact sexually assault the women in these shelters. And this is HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development. This rule would permit the shelters to have the facilities with the bathrooms, the sleeping quarters, the showers separated by, yes, biological sex, which is just, let's be honest here, just by sex. They're separated. And it would establish a policy that considers, among other things, one of the things we talk about all the time is the privacy, the safety, practical concerns, the religious beliefs, and other relevant considerations under civil rights and non-discrimination laws and so forth. So this is a protective measure. It's common sense. And of course, the radical leftist activists who want to blur the lines between male and female, they're going to push back. There will no doubt be some kind of lawsuit, but this is just a common sense step to protect women and children. Great move.
It's really ridiculous. Even HUD has to even come up with this kind of stuff, you know, but fortunately, President Trump sees the importance. I mean, you know, as a woman, many of these women go to these shelters because they're in abusive situations. They're escaping. They need a refuge. And that's the last thing they need is a man who is going to be predator on them in there.
And, you know, the reason why the change was necessary is goes back to the previous president, and that is President Obama.
Yeah, one of his
parting gifts. Administration, yeah. 2016 Equal Access Rule, the Obama administration mandated that federally funded single-sex homeless shelters admit residents based upon their stated gender identity instead of their biological sex.
That's nuts.
It's crazy.
That's
so you
nuts.
Have a women's shelter.
For women.
For women.
Biological women.
And you have some federal funds going to that facility. So under Obama, he says, well, men should be able to come into that women's shelter, state that they're women, and stay there as well. And Holly, you know, imagine a woman in that situation where men can come in and you can't deny them. And that's the Obama rule that ultimately is being changed by President Trump.
And some of these are women who are getting away from abusive situations where men are abusing them physically, sexually. And you know, let's not be characterized here as portraying all of these sexually confused men who suffer from gender confusion. They're not all predators, but that's irrelevant to the situation. There's the concerns about privacy, sexual harassment. Women who are the victims of potential sexual abuse, physical abuse, should not be forced to shower alongside biological men in these women's shelters where they're going to seek refuge from that exact kind of abusive situation. And it is abusive. Even if the men themselves are not going to physically or sexually abuse the women, they are in the context of the environment with a lack of privacy. It is inherently an abusive situation.
Absolutely. I mean, this is reality. You know, we have an entire list on our website website of just some of the assaults that have occurred because men have been allowed in bathrooms, in restrooms, in showers, and that kind of thing. It's reality. Some men are doing this. They're preying on women in dressing rooms. So the last thing you need is to open up a shelter where a woman needs safety and have some men come in and decide they want to prey on these women. That is wrong. That is not common sense. And thank you, President Trump, for finally, making this reality.
Well, you know, you have women who, at different levels of sexual harassment and or assault, mm-hmm. ultimately have experienced this in their life. Either they have come from an environment where people just assume that they can say and do or touch as they please. Mm-hmm. And in other cases, depending upon the level of the sexual harassment that ultimately leads to assault, there are some women who have had to fight off an attacker, but that attacker wasn't successful in the final sexual assault. And there's others that have been raped brutally, mm-hmm. some repeatedly. Either way, anywhere along that spectrum, that has a pain that stays with these women.
And many of these women have young girls with them too, their daughters.
They have young girls. Yeah. And in some of these cases, these women, these are homeless shelters. They're mm-hmm. homeless for a reason.
Right.
They may not have been homeless because they were sexually assaulted, but they're homeless. They may have been sexually assaulted, you don't know, but these are women who are homeless and there's something that caused them to be homeless. And so now they're in these shelters for protection.
Yes.
And it doesn't matter whether or not that man is actually confused and actually thinks or wants to be identified as a female, or whether that man is not confused, is very happy and content with being male, but wants to use that policy under Obama to actually have access to young girls and women by just simply saying, I'm a woman. And whether the person is confused or whether they're being a sham and they're just pulling the wool over your eyes and they're not confused, they just want to have access, either way, it doesn't matter. You have a male figure in that room. Good motives, bad motives, doesn't really matter. The fact that that man is in the presence of these women who have had these various levels of experience of harassment all the way to assault and rape, that alone puts these women in fear of where they need to have comfort and safety. And then, of course, then you also have the people who are going to actually use their presence to do bad things and put an insult upon an injury, to women who are going there for shelter, and then they come out as a sexual abuse victim.
Yeah, so it's just common sense. It's just appropriate that these shelters are now empowered to make decisions. They get to decide who gets to stay there according to biological sex and for the protection of these women and young girls.
And make no mistake, there are men out there. I'm reminded of a few years back I believe it was in Washington State. I can't remember the man's name, but it was at Evergreen University. You remember he was showering and fully biological male, he claimed to be a lesbian trapped in a man's body. This guy was laying around exposing himself intentionally to girls as young as 7 years old.
But he was still attracted to women.
But he was still attracted to women. He was a man.
He was a predator.
Yeah, pretending to be a woman, but still attracted to women.
But these girls got kicked out.
And Evergreen University, these girls called the police, a 17-year-old called the police. They were the ones that were accused of victimizing him. He started invoking the era of the civil rights and you don't make, blacks drink from water fountains anymore.
We had one of our own clients have her Planet Fitness membership canceled. Mm-hmm. She was a victim of an attempted sexual assault while she was jogging one day, and someone jumped out and attacked her. She was able to fight him off. When they went back to the place where she was attacked, they found duct tape. He had intentions of doing some very evil things. Mm-hmm. Then she's at Planet Fitness, and she goes into the bathroom, and here's a man.
Putting on
makeup. Ultimately tells the people at the front desk about it, And instead of saying, well, he needs to go use the men's restroom, shower room, changing room, they end up revoking her membership, Planet Fitness. Yeah, I mean, if you have a membership at Planet Fitness, you might want to reconsider it, because that's their policy nationwide. This is a common sense rule, and it's good coming out of the Trump administration, one policy after another, protecting family and religious freedom. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, lc.org. Remember, on the Equality Act, to make your voice known, because this would actually mandate all of these shelters to allow men. The Equality Act, lc.org or lcaction.org. Sign the petition. Make your voice known today.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.